You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Nanomouse. In this podcast, I'm going to review AirTag, unboxing, specification, and thoughts. So let's begin with AirTag. So what is AirTag? Well, AirTag is a device that Apple sells that helps you track down your items. No, it's not a GPS tracking item. It is simply a little tag. If you're familiar with Tile's, Tile's been around for many years, that does similar aspect and same features as the AirTag. Now, AirTag has a little bit more when it comes to features, especially staying in the Apple ecosystem. So part of this mini series on AirTag, I'll be covering everything you ever want to know about your AirTag. But in this cast, we're just going to go over the specific of the unboxing, specification, and my thoughts of the AirTag. All right, so AirTag is an item that you can place on things that you want to find. So if you are one of those that forget things, like I misplaced my remote or I misplaced my blind cane, whatever that you want to put a tag on, that allows you to get your Apple device, or you can ask Siri to help you locate your item. And if you're one of those that, I don't know, let's just say you're at a restaurant or in a shopping mall and you accidentally left something behind, a backpack, whatever that may be, you'll be able to go back and locate your item. You can also have it in lost mode, which is something that we'll discuss further in another podcast, that allows you to tell the person or people that you've lost your items. I'll go more into this in a bit. So let's go straight to the unboxing part of it itself. When you get the box with your AirTag, AirTag comes in a single pack, also comes in a four pack. In my case, I have a single pack, and this little box is a it's actually a square, and it feels like it'd be about, I would say about 3 inches width and height, which would be about 76 millimeters for your metric friends out there. The depth of the box is not very deep. It's probably about a third of an inch, 0.3 of an inch, which is probably about 8 millimeters deep. Now, the box is kind of cool. Just like any Apple product box, one side is going to be pretty smooth. There's no stickers on it or anything. And the other side has a lot of different kind of stickers. Let's go back to the top side where there's no stickers. So if you are opening this by yourself without someone with sight, it was a little bit hard for me at first to figure out what was going on. So I'm going to try to explain what I found and maybe hopefully help you without smashing up your box. So the smooth side of the box with no stickers on it, that's the picture of the AirTag. With any Apple products that you buy, it always comes in a box. So whether it's an iPhone, there's a box with an iPhone picture on top, AirPods, and Apple TV, HomePod, and the such. They all are identical. White box with the picture on top. Kind of cool. They keep the standard all across. Now the other side, let's go look at the back side, and I'll kind of tell you if you're holding it right, because it's going to be very important how you open this box up. So if you're feeling the back, and if the stickers are going vertical up and down, you need to turn the box so that way it goes horizontal, left and right. Now, in the center, you're going to feel a very large rectangular sticker. All right, so what we're looking for is which side is up. I am looking for, firstly, the bottom side is below that rectangle stickers in the center. We're going to go down and see if there's a sticker below that sticker. If there is, you have it upside down. So turn it upside down. And that way, when you go to the bottom of that rectangle sticker, there should be no sticker below that. So it's kind of like a quarter of an inch of the box towards the bottom is avoided of any kind of stickers. That's the bottom side. Because this large sticker, as you go up, you'll feel another sticker. And then lastly, you feel some sort of a sticker along the edge, top edge of the box. That's the top side. Why is that important? Because at the top left, when I first looked at the box, I said, oh, there's no way to open this box. I could not figure out how to do it right. And it turns out at the top left hand corner, there's a little tab, and you kind of use your fingernail to pop it up. It's very small. And once you find that little tab, it comes up, and then use your finger and ripped across from left to right across the top. Okay, so once that's been stripped away, that allows you to open the top portion of your box. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And from this top portion, you undo the flaps, and within the box is another box. It's kind of weird. So it has a little tab towards the top middle. It just allows you to kind of pull up and then pull out. Within the box itself, you have a couple of paperworks. One is a warranty. The other one is more the health factors, not to, you know, eat this kind of deal. Let me put this to the side here. And then we are going to open up this box. It kind of comes undone. It is a tri-fold. So the left side comes open, then the right side comes open. And so it's like a tri-fold. And lo and behold, there's your AirTag right in the center. So just kind of pull out the AirTag itself. It's on a sticky gel of some sort. So it just like pop, it just pops out of it. Now let's put that to the side and let me get my AirTag here. All right, so now you have the AirTag in your hand. You're going to soon find out, oh my, this is really kind of cool. It's kind of round, very smooth, has a weird kind of a thing on the bottom side of it. It seems like there's a circle bottom side to this on top of a larger circle on top. You'll know when I know what I'm talking about when you feel it. So when you look at it directly, it appears to be a large button or a bottle cap size. So it's about that size. Now, to be correct, it's about 1 1/4 inch wide or in diameter, or 32 millimeter in diameter. It's a good size, but not huge. It's not too bad. The height is about a good 0.3 inch, about a third, which is going to be 8 millimeter thick. So it's got a depth to it. It's about 0.93 ounces. No, I couldn't feel that. I looked that specification up just to let you know. Or 11 grams. So it's very light, but yet solid, which I like about it because it's not like when I pick up tiles, I can pick it up and I feel like it's plastic and I feel like I could break it. I mean, and then I can put my thumb in there and just and do that. But this one seems really, really solid. Very durable. You can definitely tell. Now, the front on the top side is a glossy white covering. My fear is that this could be easily scratched. And I'll talk about the accessories towards the end of this podcast, how you can prevent from getting this all scratched up if that is your thing or you're worried about that. But and nonetheless, the top side is not only the white side, but you can also purchase engraving to this AirTag. So if you like to have your little AirTag engraved, you can do that. You can engrave up to 4 letters, or you can put emojis on the AirTag itself. So if you like to personalize it, you're going to feel this engraving on the top. Otherwise, it's just a plain old white thing on there. Now, when I took it out of the box, it has this plastic wrapping around the AirTag itself. If you remove this, what's going to happen if you undo it, you're going to feel like a little pull or tug towards the bottom side of the device. Once you pull on that, what that does, it kind of takes the plastic tab out of the battery. In other words, the connection of the battery kind of tells the AirTag, I'm alive. And this is when the setup comes up, which we'll do in another podcast. Now, on the bottom side of the AirTag is a silver backing, is what I've been told, and it's stainless steel, my understanding, and so it's very durable. And if you kind of put your finger on it, I feel something etched in there, and somebody told me that is an Apple logo. So you have an Apple logo right there. The coolest thing about the AirTag itself, the bottom side where the stainless steel, that's where the battery is. And for another podcast, I'll show you how to remove the battery and to replace it. But the battery is on the underside. And the cool thing about it is not a proprietary battery that Apple only sells. You can buy this battery from any brick and mortar retailer store or Amazon if you want to. It's very readily available. It's a generic CR2032 battery, so it's something you can buy. The battery should last about a year, and it is replaceable for you. You don't need any special tools. You don't need to take it to a store. You can replace it yourself. So that's a bonus right there. Now, the price of the air tags itself. Now, the single pack that I have in U.S. dollars is $29 for one. Now, you can get a four pack, which is for $99. So you can get it roughly for about $25 a piece in U.S. dollar. So, of course, it makes more sense to get the four pack to get a 20% savings as a whole. But in my case, I just wanted to experiment with this first, see if it's something I want to use or if I want to buy some more of. Now, the AirTag, to set up the AirTag itself, you do have to, and you are required to have an iPhone, an iPad, or an iTouch. You have to have those items in order to set up the AirTag. So I want to let you know, you can't just buy this and not have the Apple device to set this up. You also need iOS 14.5 to allow you to do any kind of setup, so your phone itself has to be able to support 14.4 iOS. If you can't support 14.5, you will not be able to set up your AirTag. And of those devices, those three that I mentioned can also are used to locate your AirTag item. There is a built-in speaker to this, which it will emit, or you can tell it to emit a speaker. That helps you locate the item as well. The speaker is pretty reasonably loud. Not super loud, but louder than I think of the Tile, so you can hear it a lot better. And the sound of it is definitely a little bit quieter, better quality. It's like, oh wow, that's a nice little tone. Now, to locate your AirTags, you can use Siri, or you can use what we call the Find My app, which is baked into your iOS itself. That is what we use to locate your AirTag and to set up. Now, to use something what we call precision finding, you have to have an iPhone 11 or later. There's a reason to it. And unfortunately, those devices, iPhone 11 and later, they have something called a U1 chip, which is kind of a locator beacon. It allows you to find other devices like your HomePod and other devices that takes advantage of the U1 chip. So that gives you better precision finding. So it tells you exactly how many feet to inches you are from the item. Rather than just having to listen to a beep, it will take you exactly to that position, and which makes it really cool. And in a sense, it's using some fancy stuff called accelerometer, camera, and such to help you locate your item. There's a lot of fancy tech that goes into it to be able to let you find it. But just remember, yes, it has a U1 chip. That's about the only thing you need to know. That just allows you to locate it exactly. Now, within the Find My app, there are along the bottom, there is something called items. And that's where you go to set up your AirTag and to locate your AirTag itself. Now, I mentioned before the loss mode. Let me explain this loss mode. The loss mode is kind of a really cool deal because the loss mode, I can say I lost my key. So let's just say this AirTag is on my keys, my house keys and those things. And if I misplace it, and I can report it as being lost. And once it's lost, it goes in this mode where other iPhone users out there, if another iPhone user out there sees something, it's going to know, oh, there's an AirTag nearby, and it can help them assist to recover it and see who that belongs to. And they have this following items, they can go through the process. And once that is dinged, you get this notification that it's been found. Also, if it's something in a grass, and let's just say you're in a park and you lost your key, if let's just say a walker walks by and didn't even notice it, it's going to pick it up and going to say, oh, there's that tag. Oh, there it went. But what you don't know is, or what that person knows, that it goes secretly back to Apple and lets you know that, hey, it's been seen. And the last time we saw it was here at this location. So the loss mode is really, really cool. And it takes advantage of all the about a billion iPhone devices out there, or Apple devices that are capable of sending this beacon back home. Now, if you lose it, you got the option to put your contact information, say, this is my number, and thank you for giving me a call. And that way, when they find the item, they will have a contact information to contact you. Now, when the AirTag battery life gets low, or it's just getting to the point where it needs a battery replace, you'll get a notification on your iOS device to tell you that the battery is getting low. So this is kind of a nice thing. It allows you to alert you so that way you can go get yourself a new battery and put it right in there. Now, there's no way to or a way to charge your AirTag because it's got a removable battery. It's not a rechargeable battery. Once the battery is dead, you have to replace it. So there's no charging involved at all. So there's no ports or anything along the AirTag itself. Now, in theory, what the Bluetooth on these AirTags, it uses a Bluetooth technology to help you find it along with the U1 chip. Now, in theory, Bluetooth could go out about 100 meters, but not so much when in actual use. So my finding, and from the Apple representative that I was talking about, and I have to agree with him, is that it seemed to be about 25 feet out is when I'm able to see the AirTag, as in when I do precision finding. So about 25 feet out is when it'll kick in and it'll start telling me where it is. It does feature an IP67, which means that it's water resistant and dust proof. So if you lose your keys like I do in a park, if it rains, you don't have to worry about it. The rain is not going to destroy the AirTag. It will still continue to work. So that is kind of a nice thing. So it's water resistance. Now, of course, it can only be submerged in a meter of water for about 30 minutes. So if you drop it in a pond or something, then you could probably say goodbye to the AirTag. That's pretty common sense. So it's not waterproof, but it is water resistant and dust proof. And many too, also, if you spill any item on it, water or Coke on it, it's not going to destroy it. You can just clean it right off. So that's the nice aspect of the IP67. Now, the AirTag does have a owner limit. So let me explain this. Each Apple AirTag is identified or tagged to your Apple ID itself. So each tag you buy gets tagged to your Apple ID. And thus far, it's linked to your Apple ID, which is kind of cool because that's really important, because why it tags you to it and pairs it to you is that it's called a pair lock, which means that, you know, on our iPhone, iTouch, we can lock it. So in other words, if it becomes lost, nobody can gain access to it and reuse it, you know. So the AirTags is one of those marvelous gems that if somebody finds it and they want to keep it for themselves and reuse it, they won't be able to because it's pair locked to it. And the only way you can get that unlock is the original person and the owner, the AirTag that is assigned to their Apple ID, is the only way to unpair it. So in other words, it becomes completely unusable to that person that finds the AirTag if they wish to keep it. So if a question comes up, what keeps them from taking that and using it for themselves and repair it? You can't. It's locked. So that's the beauty of it. So you own that AirTag, and if it gets lost, well, you know, nobody will ever be able to use it. If they steal it from you, they can't use it. They won't be able to pair to it. Now, there is a limit of AirTags per Apple ID. You can only have 16 AirTags, which is the complete maximum per Apple ID at this time. Have no fear. Nobody can track this item other than you. And all the data, location, and history is only stored onto your iPhone. Now, you can report your AirTag as being lost, and the lost item will appear on a map. Now, I am curious. I have not done any in-depth to see how accessible the mapping part is. Like, in, will I be able to see the location of the AirTag? Like, for example, if it's in a park, will it tell me it's at the park itself? Now, visually, it will show you when the last time it saw the AirTag itself, which is in the park. Unless somebody walked by it, it will re-update that map and show you the location in the park where that item was last seen. As I mentioned before, if someone were to pick up that item, that car key, for example, they are not going to be able to know the identification, who you are, or I won't know their identification either. So you don't know who that person is, and they don't know who you are, which is totally anonymous, which is kind of a cool deal. So no privacy is involved. Now, the only time the privacy is involved is when you put your item in lost mode. You have to put your information down. So you have to at least tell them your phone number so they can contact you. That is the only time that you are revealed. They don't know your name or anything, but they will know your phone number. Apple, I just want to let you know as well, Apple does not know and cannot be able to find the items or AirTag themselves. This is because it's encrypted in end-to-end point encryption from you, so only you are able to see it. So no one else can identify or find your items, including Apple's. They cannot be able to help you. And that's pretty much everything about the AirTag when it comes to specification. Now let's talk about accessories. And the reason I want to talk about accessories, but the one thing I didn't talk about, the AirTag is not only is it round and it's really smooth and nice to feel, that you're going to notice there's no loophole or notch or anything that you won't be able to use on your own. So you have to buy these third-party accessories. These accessories are meant to be items that you want to use your AirTag for. So the AirTag itself is universal. So it's just this round little button, and you can put this into anything you want. For example, Apple sells a car key, and within car key, you have this little round area, and that's where you snap in your AirTag. It goes right into this little circle pouch or snaps into it, into a pair of car keys. They also sell a silicone loop, which is, I felt it myself, it's very much like a luggage tag. So if you ever felt like a luggage tag, it has a little center, and once again, you just kind of snap in there, and it becomes a luggage tag, or in this case, a silicone loop. Now, Apple does sell some of the accessories themselves. They're not cheap. Of course, they're Apple prices, but the good news, if you look on Amazon, there are many other different brands that sells third-party accessories to your AirTag. I've seen a pouch. I've seen a what they call a skin, which allows you to kind of protect this top side, the glossy part I was talking about, how it scratches. And you can put that a skin on it so it won't scratch it. I've seen a case for it. Yes, you got a case. It's a circle case, and it is actually covered. So the top part is just kind of a plastic. Kind of just think of it like an iPhone case. You got all these different kind of cases, right? Some cases has a covering to it, like the OtterBox, the Defender may have this protective sheet of plastic that goes on top, very similar to that. And you'll find all sorts of different items out there on Amazon or different brands out there. So the sky is to the limit when it comes to what am I going to use it for. As I mentioned before, I had someone that was telling me they're going to use it for their blind cane. Well, that's a beautiful idea. I love that. And you probably have heard, somebody mentioned a Roomba. A Roomba is a robot vacuum cleaner. It goes around your house. The problem is sometimes it gets stuck or lost, and it just shuts up and it's quiet. You don't know where that thing is, so I can just put this on top of that. Of course, you will have to get some sort of adhesive. Well, you can buy those too that goes on the bottom and then stick it to something rather than a case. But nonetheless, the idea is incredible. You can just basically put on everything. Now, in my case, for right now, I'm going to put this on my backpack, and that way I'll be able to have my location of my backpack. Now, my backpack has everything. It has my keyboard, got my computer inside, and it has all the paperwork and business papers. So that backpack is very important to me. Also, when I take it on the road, when I'm traveling, it becomes my travel bag. So it has all my medicine. It has all my Apple gadget stuff, wires, battery pack, all that sort of stuff goes into my travel pack. And I want to be able to know where my backpack is. So that is all about the AirTag, the unboxing, specification, and thoughts. I would like to hear from you what you are going to use your AirTag for. What is your idea? I'd love to hear you share your thoughts of what you're going to use your AirTag for. And then it gives other people an idea too. I think it's going to be a hit, and I think people are going to really love it. And the more and more people share what they're using it for, I think it only helps other people to figure out, why would I need this and what would I put it on? So if you're one of those people that misplace things or forget where you put it, or if you lose it somewhere outside of your house, this is definitely for you. Or if you just want to have a sense of peace that you know where your item is at all time, you can do that as well. All right, well, that's going to do. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as the Nine Mouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.